Saving and everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Now on UK Health Radio, treat yourself to an upgrade. Pack away your low self-esteem. Leave behind that empty feeling. Stow your fears and doubts in the overhead locker. And go from stress to authentic success with Danielle Sachs.
Hello, beautiful you. Welcome to another show, From Stress to Authentic Success, where, like every single time, again and again, we explore that journey from a stressful living to a life of fulfillment, purpose, and of course, balance. I'm your host, Danielle Sachs. And let me guide you through this journey, because today we are having a very special episode in honor of the World Mental Health Day 2024, which this year takes place on October 10th. We will be diving into what I like to call the silent struggle. And it's something that is very dear to me and something that resonates deeply with so many of us. Even in a world where we are so connected, more connected than ever, mental health issues continue to be hidden beneath the surface. And I see it in my practice every single day that despite living in an age where information and resources are so available to us more than ever, millions and millions of people continue to suffer in silence. And here are some staggering facts that I want to start with, because according to the World Health Organization, depression is the leading cause of disability globally, and more than 264 million people suffer from depression worldwide. Isn't that a staggering fact number? Anxiety disorders are even more widespread, affecting about 284 million people. And I'm going to talk about that more just now. But think about this for a moment. This is not a small issue anymore. It's a global crisis. What's even more alarming is that these figures don't even fully account for the countless people who suffer quietly. And that's what I want to talk about today. People never reaching out for help due to the stigma that still is surrounding our mental health. In fact, I have to tell you that studies show that nearly two-thirds of people with a known mental health condition never, ever seek treatment. Why? Because of the fear of judgment, the fear of being seen as weak, and fear of being misunderstood. Now, this fear creates that silent struggle that too many of us are facing alone. And here's the truth. Mental health is just as important as physical health. And taking care of your mind is a sign of strength, not weakness. And I repeat that in so many of my shows, again and again. Seeking help is not a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. Let me share you a quote that really, really resonates with today's theme, because Abraham Maslow, the American psychologist, once said, "In any given moment, we have two options: to step forward into growth or to step back into safety." I often use that quote in my practice because it is particularly true when it comes to mental health. When we take that brave step forward with lots of courage, opening up about our struggles or seeking help, we do allow ourselves to grow and to heal. Stepping back into safety That is prolonging the struggle. So mental health affects each and every one of us, you and I included. No matter who you are or where you come from, whether directly or indirectly, yet it remains one of the most misunderstood and stigmatized topics in our society. So that is why today I'm here to talk to you, because we often shy away from openly discussing our struggles, and instead we wear that mask of I'm fine, it's all okay, when inside we might be anything but okay. We've made progress. I'm not here to tell you that. I am there to confirm that. We are making progress every day, but there is still so much work to be done in creating that environment where it's okay not to be okay. And in one of my shows lately with, I think it was the young Grace who was telling us it's okay not to be okay. And that is exactly what we are going to explore more today, here and now. Because in this episode, it is my intention to break that silence. We are here to explore those invisible battles that you and I, many of us, face daily, and to understand how we can rise from stress to authentic success, of course. We'll dive into all those quiet battles where people, in fact, they face a huge challenge, and how we can overcome that stigma around mental health. It is my experience, and it is one of the that it is one of the most urgent subjects, because most of us only realize how important it is when they are already in deep crisis, suffering deeply in silence, just as we speak here and now. Wouldn't it be amazing, I always say, that if we could just see this as a preventive kind of necessity instead of a curative one? Of course, whether you're listening here and now from your car, your home, or perhaps during your morning walk, thank you, and I say it every time, for taking this time to focus on your well-being. As always, I want to create this as a judgment-free zone, a place where you can reflect and reconnect with your mental health and overall well-being. So let's have a little break, grab a cup of coffee or tea, settle in, and let's have this important conversation. We will journey through some eye-opening statistics, real-life stories, and expert tips to help you reclaim your mental strength, all in honor of the World Mental Health Day this year on October 10th. Talk to you just now.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, of course, to this middle part of our show today called The Silent Struggle, because as you know, it is this year, October 10th, the World Mental Health Day, and I want to contribute, inspire, and motivate you. Because mental health challenges are so often unseen, yet we need to realize that they touch all of us, whether it's directly or indirectly through someone we know. It's depression, anxiety, burnout, all these words in my practice as well have become so common, but the pain behind them is often hidden in plain sight. So despite all these modern advances, there is still that one area where many of us are struggling quietly, and that is our mental health. The World Health Organization tells us that Depression is now the leading cause, as I said in the intro. And yet, even with the starting statistic, there is still that overwhelming stigma around mental illness. I so often see people who seem to have it all together. But I can tell you that beneath the surface, they are so often fighting a silent struggle, a silent battle, one filled with stress, with anxiety, and sometimes even hopelessness. And you might maybe relate to this feeling yourself, the pressure to keep on going time and time again to maintain that, as I talk about, that image of external success we talk about often, while feeling emotionally drained inside. Let's face it. Yes, mental health struggles don't always show. People keep them for themselves. That is why I call it the silent struggle. You don't have to be curled up in a corner to be suffering. You can be excelling at your work, looking great on the outside, and still feel so overwhelmed inside. As Nelson Mandela once said, and I have a weakness for Nelson Mandela, as I came into the country, South Africa, to live with my family, February 1990, when the week that he got released from prison. So we lived through that whole period, and I can only have a lot of admiration for that man. And he said, the greatest glory in living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall. And I've seen when I lived in that country, how he practically did that. Amazing. It is a reminder for each and every one of us that facing mental health challenges is not a sign of weakness, but it is every time, again and again, an opportunity for resilience and growth. Now, let's start maybe by addressing the elephant in the room, the stigma. Why is it, do you think, that we struggle to talk about mental health when it is such a universal experience? I hear it every single day. It's like wearing an emotional mask. Are you wearing an emotional mask on the outside, projecting that everything's fine, but on the inside, really feeling a whirlwind of anxiety, sadness, or chronic stress? Well, I have a little illustration here because a good friend of mine, let's call her Sarah. I always like to call them another name. She went through this. Sarah had what everyone thought was the perfect life. An amazing job, a loving family, but internally she was truly struggling with overwhelming anxiety, having panic attacks, etc. For years, she didn't say anything because she didn't want to seem weak or needy. Do you recognize yourself in that? And it wasn't until she faced a real burnout that she finally sought help. A few times I told Sarah about seeking help and about not being alone and that it was okay not to be okay. And it's only when the burnout really hit her that she realized that her silence had only deepened her suffering. I'm sure that some of you can relate to Sarah's story, because we often, so often, suppress our own needs because society still stigmatizes mental health issues every day. Most of us won't even reach out for help. Why? Because of that fear of judgment, of being seen as weak or even broken. But mental health, please understand, mental health is not a black and white issue. It's a spectrum. We all fall somewhere on that spectrum at different points in our lives. It's for everyone different. And here's the truth that I repeat over and over again. addressing your mental health, and I'd said it in the intro, and I'm saying it again, is not a weakness, it's a strength. And I want to repeat that again and again so that you guys who are hearing me now and are suffering in silence, that silent struggle, it is time that you get the courage and the strength to ask for help. Now, I don't often talk about depression. I rather talk a lot about anxiety and the fear of not being good enough, because for me, that is the most chronic stress that we live with. And I wanna talk about this today, because the anxiety is one of the greatest silent struggles that many of us face today. And especially, as I say, the fear of not being enough or not being good enough. This is a huge issue in our fast-paced, high-pressure society, whether it's at work, in relationships, or even in our personal goals. Many of us carry this nagging voice in our head that says, you're not enough, you're not okay, you're not good enough, you're too old, too fat, too this, too that. Well, you are enough. Think about it. How many times have you found yourself doubting your abilities, fearing that at any moment someone might even find out that you're not as capable as they think? That imposter syndrome, that feeling is anxiety in action. It's the fear of not measuring up, the constant comparison to others, and the pressure to meet all these unrealistic standards. Comparing ourselves to others is creating one of the biggest anxieties. And the problem is that all these fears, that fear of not being enough, often drives us to work harder and harder. And that's what I see with my clients, to push ourselves beyond limits, beyond healthy limits, always thinking that if we just do more, we'll finally feel like we are enough. And instead, believe me, it leaves us burned out, disconnected, and even more anxious. That's the clue. It becomes a vicious cycle. And I remember working with a client, and I'm going to call her Sophie, who was incredibly successful in her career, but constantly felt like she was a failure, away from, you know, one failure away, let's say, from her whole thing falling apart. She'd wake up sometimes in the middle of the night with her heart racing and thinking about all the things that she hadn't done perfectly and all the shoulds in her life. Her anxiety was fueled by this deep, it's like a deep-rooted belief, a limiting belief, of course, that she wasn't good enough. And together we worked on shifting that complete inner narrative. Instead of focusing on perfection, she learned, of course, that we all need to celebrate the little wins, the progress. Each step forward, no matter how small, is a victory. And over time, when I talk about Sophie in her story, that anxiety slowly but surely began to ease. And you and I, we need to remind ourselves, especially today, that perfection is not the goal, but progress is. In my online programs, my group programs, I so often, every time, talk about it's not about perfection, it's about progress and celebrating your little wins. Now, maybe we can talk about breaking that silence now. So how do we tackle these feelings of stress, anxiety, the fear of not being good enough? And the first step, I truly believe, and I stand for it, is breaking the silence, is beginning with small, small, simple steps. And one powerful way is just to share your story. We need in this society to create a culture where it's okay to talk about our mental health, where seeking help isn't seen again as a weakness, but more as an act of courage. It takes courage. When you talk about your struggles, you give other people permission to share theirs. It's an act of courage and a way to create a community of connection, of understanding. And I so miss that in our society. We forget to connect, to listen to each other, to understand one another. So what I want to say is that sharing your own experiences is such a powerful way to break the stigma. I did it, and it has had an amazing ripple effect. Think about how liberating it is to hear someone say, "I've been there too," and realize that you're not alone. I'm not alone in our struggles. When we open up about that mental health, we give others, again, the permission to do the same. And it's through that collective honesty. I talk a lot about honesty and truth, because it's all about honesty that you can begin to heal as a person, as a community, as a society. That's what it's all about. The collective honesty, vulnerability. Oh, yes. And if you're not ready to speak openly, that's okay. That's fine. Start by maybe writing it down. I did that. I had so many journals in my younger years. Journaling can help clarify your thoughts and ease that weight, that burden of carrying that silent struggle. Another step you can maybe do is to focus on building meaningful connections. Like I just said, in our hyper-connected world, it's so ironic that many people feel more isolated than ever before. Isn't that crazy? True connection, true listening, empathy, understanding, where anyone can feel seen and heard without judgment. That is so vital to overcoming mental health struggles. And so that is why the power of connection, if you ask me, is another important aspect of mental well-being. We live in that hyper-connected world, like I said, digitally, but emotionally, I hear so many stories here every day, how so many people feel more and more disconnected than ever before. Yesterday, I was at a gathering with about 250 people, and people love to talk about superficial things, about themselves, about their new car, about the money they earn, about a holiday they've taken. But sometimes you miss that deeper connection. How are you really? Human connection, real connection, whether it's talking to a friend, a therapist, joining a support group, it can make all the difference. There is strength in a community. When we feel understood and supported, you and I, it lightens up that emotional burden, load, weight, call it whatever you want to, that we all carry. So if you are feeling disconnected or overwhelmed, reach out. It might be the most important step you take towards your healing. This is the first day of the rest of your life. Just take the opportunity. It might be really worth your while for the rest of your life. And let's see what small steps can do. Like I was talking about it already a little bit before this, but it's not always about the grand gestures. In my practice with my VIP client, it's the mental health, the emotional health is mostly about the small, consistent steps that we take every day to nurture ourselves. to turn this thing around. Practicing mindfulness, for example, setting boundaries, even learning to manage your inner dialogue, as we said, can have such profound effect on how we feel. Maybe you can take a moment right now and check in with yourself. What is the tone of your inner dialogue? Is it a kind and encouraging one? Or is it filled with criticism and fear? Observing that inner voice and learning to change that inner voice is one of the most impactful things that you can do for your mental health. Replacing that negative self-talk with self-compassion, remind yourself, it's no judgment. You're just doing the best you can, and that is more than enough. Let me invite you today. Yes, you. Let me invite you today to take small, manageable steps towards better mental health. Whether it's reaching out to a friend, meditating maybe for 5 minutes, a little walk, simply allowing yourself to acknowledge the hard days, each and every step matters. And you don't need to have all the answers. Again, it's about progress, not perfection. It's about showing up for yourself, saying yes to yourself, having the courage to be true to yourself. Remember, one of the biggest regrets that people have on their deathbed is, I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself. So, what about you? And there's also the woman that I admire so much, Brené Brown, who always says again and again that she talks about vulnerability all the time. And she says that vulnerability is not winning or losing. It's having that courage to show up when you can't control the outcome. Oh, yes. This is the essence of mental well-being. The courage to show up for yourself, even when it feels hard. The courage to live a life true to yourself. Are you with me? Let me just end this middle part of this special episode on mental health with another little step, a simple step to take. One that is truly underestimated by so many. One of the simplest yet most powerful tools for improving your mental health here and now today is mindfulness. And I'm not talking about the big thing, mindfulness, that you have to be like a monk on a mountain. No, studies have shown that even just a few minutes of mindful breathing or just a few minutes of being in the now can reduce your stress and increase your overall well-being. So as you go about your day, remember to breathe, to pause, and to be gentle with yourself. I so often tell my clients, and I want to say it to you personally, you are the only person you will have a relationship with for your entire life. So make sure that that relationship is a kind one, a gentle one, a non-judgment one. This goes hand in hand with mental well-being. And when we treat ourselves with compassion, with empathy, we foster that mental resilience that is needed to thrive. In my book, Shifting Out of Chronic Stress, A Seven-Step Journey to Regain Your Balance and Inner Strength, you can read about my own story with mental health challenges, with anxiety, with panic attacks, with a secondary depression, and how I shifted out of that vicious cycle while also regaining my physical strength. It is such a beautiful story, and it is such an amazing book that has been read already all over the planet. And if you know of someone suffering at this moment in time, it is a great start and even an amazing present to give, because I know it will change your life or theirs for sure. I will take another little break now and come back to you just now with the outro, the closure of today's show, where we talk, of course, about the silent struggle, one that is too important not to highlight today, not to highlight this whole month of October regarding the World Mental Health Day on October 10th. I will see you just now after this little break.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back, of course, to you, special you. And we are going to wrap up today's special episode of From Stress to Authentic Success in honor of that World Mental Health Day on October 10th this year. And I trust that you have found this conversation with me, myself, and I, both insightful, of course, and empowering. I want you to take a moment to reflect. I am going to ask you, how are you really doing right now? And if you're struggling, I encourage you to reach out for support. You're not alone in this. I can repeat that from the bottom of my heart. You are not alone in this. We've covered now a lot of ground already, from the silent struggles many of us face to the importance of breaking the stigma around surrounding mental health. But before we close, I want to leave you with a story that really highlights how critical it is for us to have open conversations about mental well-being. That is one of the reasons why I've been doing this show now for more than four years now. A few years ago, a young man I knew, let's call him Mark. He was in his late 30s and he seemed to have it all together. He was a successful entrepreneur, had close friends and a loving family. And on the surface, when you saw him, everything seemed fine. But behind closed doors, he was battling severe, truly severe anxiety and periods of light depression. He struggled a lot with feelings of inadequacy and a constant fear of not being good enough, which I deal with a lot in my practice, that fear of not being good enough. Despite of all the external successes, that's how he felt. And Mark was wearing that mask every day, hiding his true feelings because he was terrified of being judged or seen as weak, like we talked about. He didn't want to burden anyone, because I remember that, I can't remember, it was one of his parents being sick as well. And so he didn't want to be a burden and he kept it all for himself. Now, let me tell you that this story, Mark's story, isn't unique. In fact, according to the Mental Health America, over 50% of adults, 50% of adults will experience mental illness at some point in their lives. Yet, less than half of those people will ever seek treatment. Why? Again, because that stigma is still too strong. And many people would rather suffer in silence, like we talked about today, than ask for help. Now, think about this. I've got a few numbers for you that are quite interesting. Every 40 seconds, someone in the world dies by suicide. That's about 800,000 people every year. Can you believe that? Suicide is the second leading cause of death among 15 to 29 year olds. Now, I found these numbers heartbreaking. And they underscore, they underline again for me why it is so important to do a show like today, to break that silence, to stop that silent struggle. Because the conversations like the one you and I are having now can save lives. I am totally convinced of that. Every time you open up about your mental health, you're not just helping yourself, believe me. You are creating a ripple effect that encourages others to do the same. And as I told you earlier, when I started to talk about it, it had a huge ripple effect. So earlier in the show, we also talked about anxiety and the fear of not being good enough. I really suffered from that as well. And this is, I believe, one of the biggest challenges we face today in society. I even see it in my grandchildren, the first years of school, where they have that feeling, where they have been judged for not doing things as well as someone else. We live in a society, in a world where we constantly bombarded with all sorts of messages and images that make us feel like we need to be perfect. Even a six-year-old little boy thinks he needs to be perfect. Even a 16-year-old girl on social media, while I know it connects us all, it also creates that endless loop of comparison, leaving so many of us, certainly youngsters and young adults, feeling inadequate. But let me remind you, if you are listening and you are feeling not enough, you are more than enough, just as you are, because it is your birthright. The fact that you have been born gives you the right to be exactly who you are. And again, Brené Brown says, vulnerability is not winning or losing. It's having that courage to show up and be seen when we have no control over the outcome. Again, such a powerful quote, because it is the heart of mental health. When you and I, we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, we allow ourselves to admit that we're struggling, to ask for help, or to talk about our fears and doubts. That's where we are actually showing an immense kind of strength. We are saying yes to ourselves. And that's what I want to promote today. Say yes to yourself. Have the strength to show yourself exactly as you are, as you feel. So as we close today's episode, I want to challenge each and every one of you listening to take action. Whether, as I said, it is reaching out to a friend or professional help or simply taking a few minutes to check in with yourself, do something today that moves you forward on your mental health journey. And remember, it's the small steps that lead to big changes. And you, because you are here, born, it is your birthright. You are worthy of a life filled with peace, strength, and surely authenticity. That is why I call it authentic success. Remember, mental health, or even physical, emotional health, all over health, is not a destination. It's a continuous journey. And it's okay if you haven't figured it all out yet. It's okay. That's how it is now. It doesn't have to stay like that. What's important is that you take care of yourself and others, whether it's through, as I said, mindfulness, whether it's physically being active, whether it's connecting with others, with loved ones, or just allowing yourself to have a little rest and do nothing. And put all the shoulds aside. Every little bit counts. So let's not end this conversation here. Let's continue to break that silence, to share stories, to creating that world where mental health is treated with the same care and the same respect as physical health. And as you and I, we move forward, I want you to remember that you're not alone. You are part of a community that supports and cares for you. And together, you and I, we can make a difference. I so want to say thank you for joining me on this special World Mental Health Day episode, From Stress to Authentic Success. I am here to remind you that your mental health matters today and every single day. And if this episode has sparked something within you, has done something for you, feel free to connect with me on social media or visit my website for other resources, for support, or connect with me directly, danielasachs.com, because together we can create that world where mental health is totally understood, respected, and nurtured. I always repeat it again and again. You are your best investment always. Until next time, remember, you matter, your mental health matters, and you have the power to create authentic success from the inside out. And as you go forward, know that you are enough, just as you are. Take good, great care of yourself. You've got this. Bye-bye for now.
From Stress to Authentic Success was presented by Danielle Sachs. Join Danielle at the same time next week here on UK Health Radio. And meanwhile, for more on how to thrive in business and everyday life by being true to yourself, go to daniellesachs.com.